Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Down on the farm in Illinois, that's where I was this week. We celebrated the 4th of July with a cake decorated like an American flag and watched the fireworks show. That was only part of the fun. We checked the corn fields. It sure isn't as high as an elephant's eye, but all of it made the real test, knee-high by the 4th of July. We wrapped up planting about 1 month later this year than normal. This spring's planting season was one for the record books. As I drove across the state of Illinois, I thought the corn, although late, looked reasonably good. And as it gets taller, the end rows will hide the wet spots and bad patches out in the middle of the field from the roadside observer. The U.S. corn crop sets a price for the world because we produce one half of the world's corn. We're also the biggest producer of soybeans, although Brazil and Argentina together can beat us sometimes. Grain prices have taken a hit, but it's too soon to know what the future holds. Our hogs are healthy and happy. That's in spite of the fact that prices are still mired in red ink. I've always considered hogs to be the mortgage lifter, but they've been a real drag for more than a year and a half. We have enough problems with excess supply of pork, and then along comes swine flu and exports collapse. Next year should be better as we liquidate more of our breeding stock. Livestock producers, just like grain farmers, ride the market roller coaster year after year. Just hang in there. It'll shake out in the end. That's the way a market economy works. When I pick up and hold one of our baby pigs, so cute, I can't help but register the concern about all the animal rights people that want to tell us how to raise our pigs and calves and chickens. We're on the defense with livestock care standards bills being produced in different states. They have campaigns to eliminate certain animal health products that prevent disease in farm animals. There are loud voices out there telling us what we can do, what we can't do, as if they really know anything. One farmer today produces enough food to feed 140 people. That is 100 more than just 50 years ago. And that releases those 100 people to do all the other jobs in our economy. I'm proud of the American farmer and rancher and our whole agricultural industry. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss.